Thank you. Good evening. This is the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee meeting on Thursday, June 23rd. I am Carolyn Burden, the chair pro tem, and we are calling the meeting to order at 9:11 p.m. Michael, would you call attendance for us, please? Michael Novick.
Okay. Wesley Bethune, KPFT.
Here.
Okay, Carolyn Burden is here. Anthony Fest, KPFA.
Here.
Bob Letterer, WBAI.
Here.
Susan Moreno, KPFT. Not here. Margie Murray, KPFK.
Here.
It's here. Michael Novick, that's myself. I'm here. Also KPFK. Kimry Orndorff. KFW? Not here. Tracy Rosenberg, I believe, is here?
Yes, here.
KPFA. Manije, is that how you pronounce it? Saba? WBAI?
Manije Saba, yes. She is out of the country, I believe.
Not here, out of the country, okay. Kevin White, KPFT? And Margie Wilkinson emailed that she could not make the meeting. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 members present, which is a quorum. Hello? Still there?
Somebody is missing in my list. Would you read the people present again, Michael? I'm sorry.
Okay, people actually present. Carolyn Burden, Bob Letterer, Margie Murray, Michael Novick, Tracy Rosenberg, Wesley Bethune, and Anthony Fest.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. Well, we have quorum. I did send out an agenda, which I did not post, and I can read it, but before the meeting started, a couple of people indicated that they would like to make a change or two to the agenda. So maybe we can recreate an agenda from scratch. Old business, is everybody agreed that we should discuss the question of database integrity around the network as perhaps a first issue?
Yeah.
Yeah, in terms of membership in the two constituencies.
Good. Mm-hmm. How much time do we want to give to that? 20 minutes? About right.
Okay.
Okay, 20 minutes for that. Now, the second item was other e-voting companies. Does anyone want to vary that or change it or move it up or down on the list? We have looked at one company, VoteNet. We had a demonstration from them, and we need to form a task force or a group to locate other companies and interview and so on. So who would like to do that? Is that all right for the second item?
Well, this is Bob Letterer. I would like to change that to other election companies. So it's not limited to only e-voting companies, but companies to run elections in general.
All right. I have a little problem with that. I think my understanding was that the board was pretty clear. Maybe you're right. Maybe there was no actual motion. But part of our mandate was to try and move the elections process to the Internet. And so if we're going to be looking at companies that don't do that, I'm wondering maybe we should settle that issue first. So perhaps number two should be Internet or not Internet voting, and then number three should be other election companies with or without e-voting. Is that?
That's okay with me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, either way, we're going to need companies to do it, so.
I didn't want to waste my time, though, on companies that aren't going to do e-voting if we're going to be required to do some of it or all of it. All right, so three will be other election companies. With or without e-voting, as we decided, number two. So number four, I had put down the compilation of motions re-elections. Anthony Fest did a very nice job. Did you all get that? Anthony's list of motions that the PNB has passed so far on elections. I sent that out. He sent it to me, and I sent it out to you all earlier today. Okay, I think we have to decide what to do about some of those motions, though, so maybe we can take a few minutes. How much time do we want to spend on 2, 3, and motions, which is number 4? Do we want to do 20 minutes each or 15 each? Somebody suggest a time. And
I think at least 20 on the first question of whether to do e-voting, and then maybe probably spend less time, because I think whether we do or not, basically we'll be setting up a task force to look at companies. I don't think that will take a lot of time.
Okay, so 10 minutes for 3. That's setting up a little task force. Okay, and then the motions themselves, we have to look at them and see which ones of them need strengthening and implementing. Some of them require a strong management hand to get some of those motions implemented. So I would like to devote 20 minutes to that list. Is that all right with everyone?
Mm-hmm. And then the management hand question, you said you could, you had met with the ED. Maybe you could report on that and see if we can schedule another meeting.
Oh, yes, maybe I should report on that before we go into the old business. I'll do the chair's report before we do that. It was a brief meeting, but I think important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And then next item, I had down 2 items. One was the elections timetable, and the other was the budget. We do have a spreadsheet with the model budget from 2009-10. We have to get a budget passed through our local stations and the national budget. That will have to be okayed in October, which means we should start working on it in August, perhaps. So do either of those 2 items need priority right now? Or?
Question. Sorry. What do you mean by election timetable? What aspect of the timetable are you referring to?
Well, just make sure we're all clear on what our target dates are for each step of the process, hiring and so on.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And someone needs to flesh that out. We have a rough timetable, but what has to be done at each stage? Somebody needs to write that up, and we have to look at it carefully so we don't get caught a week or two behind schedule.
Okay. Well, just my only comment about which is priority is that actually as our treasurer has presented the timetable to us for the budget, that actually we're supposed to be, at BAI, we are already, we being the finance committee, the local finance committee, is already looking at a draft management budget. So, and I think we're supposed to vote, I don't remember precisely, but I believe they're expecting LSBs to vote on a draft budget, maybe a first draft in July and a final draft in August, something like that, so that the PNB can approve it at that late September meeting. So we don't quite have as much time as I think you were suggesting earlier.
You're
so
right.
So the budget becomes a pretty pressing matter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, let's put that up there, number 5. And again, we'll have to palm that off on one of us or all of us to come back with some very strict dates. Maybe 10 minutes for that, 15? Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. And then the last item then would be the... Okay, that's it. The elections timetable then would be the last item. But that is part of this. So that's what I meant by the elections timetable, being much more precise about it. All right, so again, we need people to decide to do work on that. Now, as far as new business goes, I put down a report on VoteNet from your impressions from the demos, and then a search for other groups, which we've taken care of now in old business, and then forming work groups, which I guess we'll take care of under old business, unless there's new business work groups under new business that I didn't even think of. Anything else under new business or anything under new business besides the report on experience with VoteNet, the demo? No, I don't know.
Guess not.
All right. And then we had the last item on the agenda was the next meeting to set that. So if we can make sure that we do that before we adjourn, I would appreciate that.
Carolyn? Yes, please. Two things. One is the next meeting, I think we should do that at the top and get it out of the way so we're not scurrying at the end. And second, I'd like to suggest an adjourn time of 10:30 Eastern, just because that's usually been, when I was on the committee before, that was the general time we agreed on. And those of us on the East Coast that have to go to work, you know, the next day, it's kind of important to be able to leave at a reasonable hour.
Well, I hate to set those time certains because probably we won't even go that long, but then again we may, and then we're stuck. So I would not recommend that, but we'll certainly put that to a vote. Michael, perhaps you could call a roll on that.
Well, we gave ourselves about 100 minutes of meeting, unfortunately, in that agenda we just discussed, and that would put us at more like 11, I think.
I don't know. Well, that means either some things won't get done, or we'll just have to shorten those times as we come to them. What is your pleasure?
I would recommend shortening the time.
Hi, this is Monique Marie. I'd like to agree with the gentleman who would like the 10:30 time period. So maybe we can meet. I think that's a good idea for him. And it works for me.
Well, then should we shorten the time to make sure we have...
So let's just, yeah. So what do we say, 10 minutes on the database instead of 20, and 10 minutes on the voting, e-voting or not, instead of 20,
mm-hmm.
and 10 minutes on the motion review. That'll cut about a half hour off.
Sounds good.
All right, that sounds good.
Jump on it. Okay.
All right, that sounds good. Thank you. Is that agreeable to everyone, or do we need a vote?
Sounds good.
Any opposed? I move that we do this set.
All right, hearing no opposition, then we will proceed with a bridge time. Has everyone agreed that we should talk about the next meeting now? Take 5 minutes to discuss that?
Sure.
Okay. As you saw from the agenda that I did get out, the first week of every month seems to be quite free, so we could do any night of that week. Tuesdays are out for a lot of people. Thursdays are out for Margie, right?
Correct.
And so that we could do the first Wednesday. Now, the third Wednesday of the month conflicts with technology, which has not met and may not. I mean, at some point they have to meet, but they haven't. Is anyone here on technology? No. Okay, so there's no conflict there. The third Thursday would conflict with WBI Finance, so that's out because Bob and I might be wanting to go to that. The fourth Thursday conflicts with affiliates. Nobody on this committee is
The 6th or the 20th, those are two Wednesdays in July that don't have anything on the calendar yet.
Right, those are the two Wednesdays in July, and as I say, the 20th may be booked by technology, but it is not yet. So do we want to do it on the third Wednesday, the 20th? Is that agreeable? And we can, we may yet get a conflict, but any opposition to that date, the third Wednesday at 8:30?
No.
All right, so the 20th of July. That as soon as possible. Thank you.
Dead cigarette.
Okay, so the next meeting is on July 20th at 8:30 p.m. and letters to post. All right, now I said I would give a brief report from the chair. We were supposed to have asked Arlene to come. She cannot be here. She's in Washington and said she couldn't make this meeting, but she did say that other stations were getting budgets, and we should definitely put ours in and get it ready. She had not...
I'm sorry, I missed what you were saying. Other stations what?
Had been organizing for budgets for elections. I know WBI has not, and she suggested we do that. She had not had a chance to look at the demonstration from VoteNet yet. Has everyone here seen it? Because I can send you links again if you want to look at it again or if you haven't seen it yet. So that was a bit disappointing, but I think that she will get to it. And I don't know...
Carolyn?
Yes.
This is Bethune. I was absent during that. I had another committee meeting that was more pressing, and I missed the demonstration. If you could send me the link to that, I would like to view it before our next meeting.
Okay, I certainly will. Does anyone else want a link to look at it again, or for the first time? Or to ask someone else, if you want to ask someone else on your committee who's particularly interested in elections. We are definitely going to need to form work groups here of people who may not be on this committee. We just do not have enough people to do what has to be done.
Hi, Carolyn. It's Sparky Murray. I need to relook at that because at the time I was doing it, I had a big deadline for a project. And
sure,
I now have some plenty of time. And I know that Summer Reese was very interested in seeing it as another member. So maybe the KPFK crew, we could pick a night where we could get into a room maybe for those that wanted to see it from the board.
Summer was on the call for about half of it, but I will definitely, she already had a link sent to her. But
okay.
I will definitely send you one and Wesley. Anybody else want a link sent directly to them? Okay, good enough.
Sure. Yeah, this is Bob. Yeah, you can send me one too, please.
Okay. These will be individual for your personal use. They're...
To go back to the question of the ED for a minute, because I thought the main topic we wanted to discuss with her was making sure there was sort of clear management support for the election process and unity and the role that, you know, that the program, the PNB Elections Committee had an ongoing role in making sure the elections were fair and...
Well, I talked about that indirectly, and I said that was our concern, and she said absolutely. That's where I got a strong impression about electronic voting. So again, but I do think that was a result of a discussion on the board. I cannot recall where. I'll clarify that. And should I invite her to come on to the next meeting to sort of reassure all of us on that topic, the ED? Is that appropriate for everyone? All right, I will definitely do that. Good. All right. Thank you. All right. Any other questions that we need to convey to her before Arlene Engelhardt comes on the call? All right. I will definitely ask her to be on the call on the 20th. Now, the first item is a database, which we have 10 minutes. I have 9:29, so 9:30. Briefly, the problem with the database is that, as you know, MemSys database was meant to be a fundraising database, not a secure voting database. It can be patched to be made very secure. It is not, however, updated very well. And there are problems with the way records are kept on it. Some people get two ballots, some get none, some married couples get one instead of two, and so on. So all of those issues have to be sorted out and clarified, and we need a protocol, and we need a deadline and a list of items to ask for each station to tell us that they have met, you know, some criteria. Who would like to work on? There's a lot of stuff in writing on this, and there's a lot of historical memory. I know Bob knows some of the issues. I know some of them. But who would like to work on the database? Perhaps with me, if no one wants to take point on it, but make sure that we get some clarity and some reassurance that things are being improved on that. Anybody else interested in that issue?
With the proviso that I have limited time, I did some of this work way back when, so you can sort of put me on the list.
Great.
Who's speaking?
This is Tracy.
Okay.
But it is with limited time.
I would say the same. I've been raising the issue, but my time is limited. Michael Novick.
So Michael, right? Right. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
All right, so that's three of us. That should be enough.
And maybe, Carolyn, you're volunteering?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, all right.
That's always been
so maybe, if necessary, we could recruit. You were saying we recruit people to working groups from off the committee?
Yes. Now, maybe again, if you know somebody else on your board or even not on your board.
Yes, we could check with them.
Technical expertise or interested, you know, please... pull them in, and we'll form a work group. Work groups can have people who are not on the board on them. They have to be labeled as work groups. They are not web streamed, and they don't do, you know, confidential stuff, but they can definitely do the work. That's great. Okay, that's good. Well, you see there, 10 minutes, and we're already ahead by 8 minutes. Thank you. Anybody have any other questions about the database, things you recall from your station not working very well, or...
Well, I don't know if we're talking about the issues further. I think one of the questions that's come up repeatedly at KPFK is about people whose membership is based on the volunteer hours, that's very poorly kept.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd like to see if we can get a uniform policy about that. And then I mentioned previously the issue, which is that different stations define who's on staff and who's in management differently. And I'm wondering if we could try to get uniform policy about that.
Yeah, that may not be so uniform. I'm afraid the bylaws give us some leeway there, but we do have to have policies in place at every station.
Okay.
Good. Any other issues that anybody recalls? Okay. That's it then for that item. The second item is whether or not we are going to press for electronic voting, whether we think that is our mandate or whether we want to use some wiggle room there. My impression was that our mandate was to push for electronic voting with the understanding that we will never be 100% online and we have to make provision every year for a certain percentage not online. Bob, is that all right, a way of phrasing it from your point
well,
of view?
Well, thanks for asking. No, actually, I think until we get any actual resolution from the PNB saying that this is what they've decided definitively to do, then we should frame it as an open question that we're exploring. We'll investigate the pros and the cons of going to electronic voting and the different permutations. Obviously, there's a spectrum from 100% electronic, which I don't think anyone is advocating, to exactly the way it is now, which is 100% paper, and then there's various gradations along the middle. And I think we should look at all those options and look at pros and cons and then recommend to the board which we think they should adopt.
Anyone else have any comments on
it? To me, as I say, it's hard to discuss in the abstract. I think the questions are the ones that were raised in the discussion before we really started. How does e-voting affect the actual participation? Does it make it harder or easier for some people, or would it discourage some people from voting if they felt like they should be voting by electronic means? The second is the big one about security and concerns about trust. And the third is the issue of what it's going to cost, which I think is a pretty big issue for the foundation at this point, given the financial difficulties. So I, I think those are open questions, therefore, and we should probably look at it in terms of the exploration of companies and find out, you know, what I think the idea of having a company is a good idea because it would make the elections in general, you know, a more neutral question. The management of the elections would be taken somewhat out of the politics of the election, in a sense. But then we should compare companies that can do it all paper, companies that can do the mix. Personally, I don't think we should go to all electronic for sure. So I think that would exclude too many people.
Okay, my fear is that if we start out thinking that we might end up with all paper again, we may never get anywhere. If we start out from the other point of view, asking how much can we get done on the internet, and then how do we do the rest, we're much more likely to come up with a good hybrid system that can morph into full electronic balloting. In my mind, my worst case scenario is someone who, when you ask, are you on the internet, they say yes, and it turns out that they talk to their grandchildren on AOL, and that's on the internet for them. And that's the kind of company I would like to be able to take that person and move that person into electronic voting. Now, that may not happen the first year, but if you look at that handout that I gave you, that list on, let's see, what was it titled? Preparing the electorate.
I still haven't found it.
I sent it as an attachment. You didn't get it?
No.
Oh, dear. All right. Huh. Let's see if it actually went down. I just sent it. Missing email, I titled it. Have you gotten it yet? No. I'm having a lot of lags on my Mac mail. I don't know whether.
Okay, I have the.
It's called missing email, and there was one attachment.
No, I have list of resources, agenda for meeting, PNB motions, info to add to agenda tonight. I have from.
I don't have it either.
You don't have it either. Okay. Now, if I send it to everybody here is on the election list, right? That will be the easier way for me to send it, I think. All right, I will try and get that out. Anyway, the point is that getting people ready to vote, whether on paper or electronically, is an important part of, I think, what we should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is making sure that the database is up to date and then using it so that we keep in touch with people and have them, in fact, interested enough to vote. That may mean a newsletter, it may mean a lot of things, but if you look at that list, that's really what it's about. All right, I'm going to be quiet for a minute while I do that. And maybe you all can continue with the discussion without me. What was the next item we were going to talk about?
Well, this is Bob.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to clarify what I was saying was not to start with an assumption that we're not doing internet voting, but rather to look at the pros and cons really along the lines that Michael laid out the three issues of you know, to what degree electronic voting promotes or inhibits voter participation, the question of security, and the question of cost. And to just do a rigorous examination. It doesn't mean there has to be an incredible delay, but we just have to really put together on paper an answer to those three questions for, you know, I guess we could maybe think of three or four options along that spectrum I described of, you know, maintaining the status quo, which, you know, I think there's some good reasons to consider moving away from that, but we should define the pros and cons and not assume that that's the conclusion we're going to reach before we've gathered the evidence and looked at what the literature, such as it is, may show about how it affects those three issues. And so that's all I'm proposing, is a structured review of the factors involved in the different points along the spectrum of, you know, hybrid arrangements and so on, and then present that to the board, and then they can make their decision as to how far along the spectrum they want to go.
Well, to do that, we will have to do some serious comparison, which means identifying some companies.
Right.
And
right.
In other words, it's going to have to be done
process.
All at once. Yeah,
right.
We can't do it in tandem.
We can do it in tandem. That's the good thing about it. We have to look at companies anyway. So this way, as we're interviewing companies, gathering data, we'll also be asking them about what's the cost, how do you address security, what's your experience with voter participation rates, et cetera. So it's all kind of part of one big process anyway.
All right. And you're getting into that checklist that I sent out now, those items. Yes, that's once we look at those and answer those, and also in the memo that I sent you, I listed the questions that we had gotten from Lieva Grossman when she was talking with us. She sent me a list of questions that she would like answered from us before she can do an RFP, and I think those questions would suffice for us to answer for ourselves for any company we want to know them, and we should know the answers ourselves. So if you look at some of those questions carefully, that might work.
That's the checklist thing we talked about earlier?
Yes. You know, Michael, I've sent you this three times now. I meant to send it to the whole group, and I've sent it to you. All right, this is the last time. I'm definitely going to send it to the entire group. Yeah. All right, your point is well taken, Bob, that we need to do both. I just am worried about the time frame that we'll...
So should I record that as sort of a motion and adopted?
Yeah, let's clarify the language on that. Bob, you want to send that out to us by email? Very simple language.
Okay, I'll need a few minutes to make it through, but mm-hmm. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. That's good. All right. Okay. PDF file. Let me know if you don't get this within a few seconds. All right, thank you. Now, the next item, yes, we have to discuss this. Who's going to discuss it is the question. We'll vote on this. And are we going to need a group to determine how we're going to do this with Bob? I assume Bob will want to do that.
Yeah, I can be on a working group.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
I volunteered before, but I'm a little reluctant now, having volunteered for the other one already, but if nobody else is going to do it.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. I will be somewhat involved in that, Michael. Thank you. I completely forgot that Anthony said he had to get off at a certain point, and I assume he's gone.
No, I've got 15 more minutes
before our
staff meeting.
Oh, I was just about to volunteer you in absentia.
Yeah, you never get a no that way.
That's right.
Was that a yes?
Now, which...
This work groups that are on e-voting or not in the companies.
Yeah, this is work group number two, right?
Yeah.
And Bob is putting out a motion on that.
Okay, well, let's see. I didn't get in work group number one, so how many do we know how many work groups we're going to create all together?
Only four for each person, no more. Yes, we're short a few people. That's why I'm asking. Please reach out to people in your areas that you know might possibly have...
I was just preparing the electorate. I just...
Definitely call them in.
But okay, I'll join this work group.
All right, thank you.
Work group number two.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I just got 22 practical ideas to increase voter turnout, a.k.a. preparing the electorate. So that would be a good item for this work group to look at, I guess, along with the checklist.
Yes, how are we going to determine that? You know, short of getting a proposal from everyone, the financing of this is going to be very tentative. I think we have to be very clear very soon on exactly what we want. Otherwise, we won't be able to compare proposals and get good financial data from companies. All right, now, number three, we had listed other election companies, not just e-voting. I think that's morphed into two.
Yeah,
so that two and three would, you know, we'll probably work with that. See, we just shaved another 10 minutes off the agenda. Okay. So that will connect with number two. Now, item number four had to do with the list of motions that Anthony so kindly collated for us. Does everybody have that list?
Thank you. Yeah.
Let's take a minute to look at those. Some of those are problematic and need an awful lot of work. And again, there may be some missing. I sent Anthony what I had, but I'm not saying that my files were complete. Tracy, you may remember some that may not be here. I don't know.
Not offhand.
Okay. Well, as you can see, some of them are quite old. The ballot for the first election was including a request for contributions. The first year we did very well on that, not so well the next year. Maintenance of the PIN numbers, that may be a little antiquated. That caused some problems because this motion was very specific about on the envelope, on the ballot, and that caused problems for the supervisor, so that may have to be redone. Final ballot database be made available to the public. We have always done that. The information included in the election booklets, again, if we're on the e-net, that will have to be on the internet. I sent you that list about voting on the internet. One of those URLs is from the Sierra Club. There are two items from the Sierra Club there. One of them is the page that goes out to the voters, asking them to sign to make sure that they understand what they're doing. And it points out that they agree to accept the candidate information on the internet, and they may change their minds at any time. Please take a look at that page. I think that is relevant to some of the issues that are here. I think the item that was the most difficult one wasn't the broadcast. Are these all of the items that were in there?
Yeah, because some duplicates and some were duplicates in one way or another, such as stuff that came from a committee and then later the board passed it. I believe this is everything.
Mm-hmm.
There were a few other things, but that I deleted that related, say, to one individual election, like the board urges maybe it's a 2004 election. The ballots not be sent out until the booklets are ready or something like that.
Right. Okay.
But things that are not ongoing policies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. The more recent one, then, on the last page, membership list audit process.
Okay.
The secure audit procedure to verify member database accuracy. Now that the person on that database work group, we'll have to look at that very carefully because that needs some teeth, some enforcement. That we're going to need management to require that general managers do that, or that we have some central person to look at every single database to make sure that the database is accurate and in compliance with the bylaws and updated, including the donors lists and so on. So that memo...
You're referring to the one that says membership list audit process, national elections...
Yes, that's kind of a mishmash of all the database, the donor base, the voters and so on.
Yeah.
But I think in there are some things that need some teeth. And the other one that I think needs to be done carefully is the staff list, the bottom one, how the staff are determined and who keeps the list and who has the final say. That caused a lot of problems. At every election, that's caused some difficulty. So again, as we look at that, the people looking at the database look at the these motions and see what motions we can pass to take to the PNB to strengthen these motions. Because, as I say, they often have no way of either rewarding or punishing anybody who decides to ignore them. So that's an important issue with the motions. Does somebody want to take that on and look carefully at things that need further buttressing? Tracy, that seems to be the kind of thing you would be very good at if you can bear to take on another task.
Maybe we can roll it into the database working group. I mean, it seems like those are all related to that.
That's Carolyn.
Question anyway.
The first group, yeah, I'm afraid so. All right, that might work. Okay, so that's
Tracy, clearly wants to do
Michael
that.
And myself. Pardon? I'm sorry. Did someone say something?
I think Bob said something, but it got cut off.
Hi.
Okay, I guess hi. Did we miss what you last said?
Oh, no. No. I didn't say anything.
Okay. All right. So we'll morph number four into number one then. Okay. Combine that with number one. Is that right? That means, however, new motions to enforce those. Is someone coming or leaving?
It's probably answering leaving.
No, I'm still,
right.
Here.
No?
You're still here.
Okay.
Now, number five is the timetable, the budget timetable at WBI. That's right. That's Bob.
Budget before timetable. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, we need a timetable to do that. Bob, you seen anyone else familiar with the budget process at your own stations would like to work on that and give us very firm deadlines for creating a budget for the elections to make sure it gets into the budget now in process?
Well, the PNB has set some budget deadline, so we kind of know the lay of the land now. By referring to that.
All right. So if someone can give us those deadlines, maybe, Bob, if you could shoot us an email and just repeat what you said earlier, and then we can put that into an agenda item and make sure that we're on target and working up a budget. Please take a look at the spreadsheet for 2009-10. I just sent that through today. That does not... Don't pay attention to the amount spent on lawsuits, because that's a whole separate issue. Hopefully, if we do it right, we will not encourage any lawsuits this time around. But just look at the budget for the usual expenses, and let's consider how that is going to have to vary if and when we do electronic voting, higher or lower.
Hi, this is Bob.
Yes, anybody else want to work with Bob on that?
Well, I just wanted to tell everyone I just sent the motion to the list.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Let's see what we have here. Motion that the Elections Committee convene a working group to, one, assemble a review of pros and cons, including voter turnout, security and cost, and various options on the spectrum of electronic paper voting toward the end of having the committee recommend a particular option to the PNB, two, prepare a proposed request for proposals, and three, compile a list of possible election companies to solicit for bids and a protocol for interviews. This group will report on its progress and recommendations at each committee meeting. That seems very large to me, Bob. I mean, it seems like what the whole committee is supposed to be doing.
This is Anthony. I'll have to say goodbye now and go off to the staff meeting, but this has been very productive.
All right, Anthony.
Anthony, are you okay about being this working group?
Number two with you?
Yeah.
Evaluate proposals and the e-voting versus conventional.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to suggest dividing this motion into parts because it seems terribly large to me.
Okay.
That we have.
Good night, everyone.
RFP seems separate. Good night, everyone. Thank you. Any objections to dividing it into three parts? And maybe just vote on the working group first, because the RFP and the possible companies, I think, would grow out of that.
This is Bob.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense, except I don't think we need to separate two and three, because they're integrally related. The RFP and then finding the companies and dealing with the companies, mm-hmm. I think that's all one. And last time, mm-hmm. the same group of people handled both pieces. So I think separate off task one, and then two and three as a second working group.
All right, that's good. And then if I may, because it's getting late, it's almost 10 o'clock, maybe just hold two and three for another meeting. But are there any objections to passing one as a standalone motion, putting a period after PNB?
I'm going to head out.
Okay.
Any objections to that?
No.
All right. So hearing no objection, yes?
I was going to say, maybe we should report it at the next meeting, and then once we get that report, we can work on the other one.
I'm sorry, report?
It says this group will report at each committee meeting, so maybe if it's just one, we should say report at the next committee meeting.
At the next meeting, right.
Ultimately.
Oh, all right. Keep that sentence in and hold two and three for a separate motion. All right, that's good. So the motion will stand a period after PNB, and then add the sentence, this group will report on its progress and recommendations at the next meeting. Or let's on its progress, how about that, because we don't have...
Yeah, progress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. All right, any objections to that? Well, hearing none, very good. So that passes, thank you.
Caroline?
All right, I think we did good work, yes.
As for volunteers, besides Anthony and myself.
All right. Are there any volunteers? Let's volunteer some people who aren't here. Maybe we can volunteer a few others.
I would like to volunteer Kevin White.
All right, I will second that nomination. all right, well, I'd like to be involved in that, of course, but I do think we could use some people to do some serious write-up on this.
Hi, this is Margie.
Hi, Margie.
Hey, I could volunteer with the idea, but I'm sort of brand new at this, so if one of the ladies or guys could take the lead, and I'll certainly compliment or help add to their work.
No, that's very good. Thank you. That would be a help, I'm sure. All right. So,
I'm stronger feeling because I'm new on the board of what needs to be done and could probably do it more expeditiously. I'll do research for them and what have you. I'm good at reviewing documents, so any of that I'd be happy to assist with.
Margie, this is, right?
Okay.
That's fine. Bob, Marjorie, myself, anybody else? And Kevin White in absentia.
I guess I'm trying to say is I want to be
I think for both we said we would, talk to our own local station boards and at the local station board meeting and see if there are other people not on the...
Yeah, definitely. We have a few people I know at KPFK that would be interested.
Oh, that's good. Now, this is going to need a lot of documentation, especially if you look at some of those things I sent through tonight, you'll see some templates and forms that will be very useful. So we won't be starting from ground zero.
Okay.
All right, that's fine. Thank you very much.
So going back to the budget, is there somebody who's on the PMV who recalls what the deadlines were?
Well, I think the closest we came to it was Bob's recollection from the WBAI process that we're in the midst now, and the first draft has to be put forward in July and the second one in August. I don't know. Is that sort of across the board, Bob, or do you think we're just ahead of ourselves?
Yeah, it's across the board, but I'm actually trying to see if I might have that schedule.
Why don't I get to the CFO and see if he has put out a... requirement for every station, that would make life easier.
Yeah, I think they have.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right.
So we're sort of a day late and dollar short already because all these questions about e-voting and companies obviously are budgetary questions. And we're going to have to come up with something to at least put it into the hopper.
I think we're going to have to get some commitment from management that they are willing to, see how badly management wants electronic voting. I think everybody understands that the first year is not going to be cheap because it will be both paper and electronic. And after that, there won't be any appreciable decrease in expense until after the first year, I'm sure. But we can certainly look at it and ask those other companies what their experience is with the problems we're having. I'm sure they've all had it. I think I said this before. The Sierra Club took 3 years to transition from paper to electronic ballots, and most of the work was in cleaning up their databases and preparing members to accept.
You're really fading in and out. I'm not sure if that's just my phone might be. I'm probably running out of battery on it. So.
Could be, yes. I don't think it will take 3 years, but it won't all happen in 1 year, that's for sure. We'll have to get, that's one of the things we should be asking. How long do they think it would take us?
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right, people, I think we did very well. I will just have to let the other items go. There wasn't much left on the agenda. Congratulations. You did a good job. And, Michael, can you write these notes up as usual?
What's that?
Can you write these notes up for minutes?
I'm still missing what you're saying.
Can you write up the minutes for this meeting?
Yeah, I'll write these up. Is there anything else to say about the timetable beyond the budget, or we'll just leave that?
There's a elections committee, not elections, but the national elections timetable, when the supervisor has to be hired, when the local people have to be hired, and that's somewhere in my notes by the month, but I'll have to double-check that.
Right. Okay, we can just look at that at the next meeting?
Yes, I think so. Thank you.
Okay.
We'll put that on the next timetable. All right. I'm happy to entertain a move to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much.
Okay, good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.